Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today officially is the end of the Christmas season, and yesterday the Epiphany season started. Now, during the Christmas season, the gospel readings celebrated Jesus as a baby. But this Sunday, the start of the Epiphany season, it starts to celebrate him as an adult. So, quite appropriately, Mark's gospel begins with Jesus' first public appearance as an adult, his baptism by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. Now, talking about baptism, let me share to you a funny story. It's entitled The Baptism of a Cat. The story starts with Johnny's mother looking out the window and noticing her little boy playing church with her cat. He had a cat sitting quietly, and he was preaching to it. She smiled and went about her work. A while later, she heard loud mewing and hissing. So she ran back to the open window to see Johnny baptizing the cat in a tub of water. So she called out, "Johnny, stop that. The cat is afraid of water." But Johnny looked up at her and solemnly said, "Afraid of water? He should have thought about that before he joined my church." But joking aside, baptism should not be taken lightly indeed. For baptism represents, or should represent, a turning point in life. It was a turning point in the life of Jesus. So it should also be a turning point in our life. Firstly, let us look at Jesus' baptism by John. It was a turning point in his life, from his private life as a dutiful son of Mary and Joseph of Nazareth to a public life as the beloved Son of God. Additionally, his baptism revealed his identity as the beloved Son of God, whose voice was heard after Jesus was baptized. "This is my beloved Son." And finally, Jesus' baptism revealed his mission, as clearly pointed out by John's gospel, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son." Now, about all of us, the baptism of Jesus should remind us of our own baptism, which is and should also be a turning point in our life. Additionally, like the baptism of Jesus, our own baptism should remind us of our own identity and mission. Yes, our identity. Like Jesus, our baptism should remind us of who we are. For baptism makes us sons and daughters of God. This is actually our deepest identity. We become children of God. And not just sons and daughters, but beloved sons and daughters of God, our Father. Secondly, like Jesus, our baptism should remind us of our mission. For our mission flows from our identity, who we truly are. That is to say, to remember and recognize our baptismal identity and to live in accord with this identity constitutes our mission. Now, put simply, our mission is to live consciously our identity as beloved children of God and to act in the world in such ways that our Heavenly Father may say to each one of us, as He said to Jesus, "You are my beloved Son, you are my beloved Father." Furthermore, our mission is to grow and mature in such realization that we are truly sons and daughters of God, and therefore brothers and sisters to one another. We belong to God's family, and so we become responsible to one another. Yes, Jesus our Savior Church, I am so proud and happy to be part of this loving and generous church family. I have heard so many of you say that here we feel that we are responsible for one another, that everybody cares for each one. Lastly, our mission is to share this life as beloved children of God to others outside our church family. Now, for the surest sign of the maturity of our church family is when we are able to share our life with others. Yes, we know what baptism is and what it does to us by the grace of the Lord. All we need to do is to practice its commitment. That is the call of the feast of the baptism of our Lord. That is the reminder for all of us who have been baptized, that we are children of God, brothers and sisters to one another, responsible for one another, and responsible for others outside our church family. Amen.